This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Beach and Company of Sandy Beach. Usually we sign on here. You know, I've got nothing new to tell you because I haven't been oot in a boot. However, yesterday was a breakthrough day here at Casa Beach. I actually took a walk. It wasn't a huge, long walk, but it was a walk. Hang in there. To you now, Sandy Beach. Yep, Tony and Buzzy, I wanted to break the good news to you. I took a walk yesterday.
Good.
Nice.
Well, let's not get too excited about it. It was to the driveway, to the mailbox.
It's a start.
At least I'm glad the mailbox isn't attached to my house, or I'd never get out of the house. I just reach out the window and grab the mail, but decided I have to get outside. And so I got outside. Walked down to the mailbox, saw there was no mail, and came back in. And had a snack.
Good.
Boy, you know what's scary? The head of the chamber there for Amherst said that it's possible that once they start the process, because they're going to do it slowly, 4, 3, 2, 1, that it could be 8 to 10 weeks. So if before we get back to normal, well, 8 to 10 weeks, let's see what that is now. If they started at the end of May, which is, seems likely, that'd be all of June, all of July, and half of August. If you get to the middle of August, you can see the Erie County Fair from there. Think about that. We usually judge the end of the nice warm weather by when the fair ends, and we would be able to see it from there. Isn't that depressing?
That is very depressing.
I thought I'd start the show with a depressing anecdote.
Thanks.
How about you, Buzzy? Are you depressed?
No, feeling great this morning. My teeth are feeling a lot better.
You had a pain in your jaw, which is very close to a pain in your neck, actually. So you got it fixed?
Yeah. There was a pain. It was shooting up to my ear, but was able to see somebody. Thank you so much. And now just have a little dull pain left over, but eating is a lot more comfortable, and you like to be able to eat in comfort, right?
Me? Eating in comfort is my life. That's my life story. If I ever write a book, it'll be called I Ate in Comfort.
And And it's Cinco de Mayo, and for the first time in 2 weeks, I found ground chicken yesterday. So I cannot wait to make some chicken tacos.
Oh, were you on the highway or something when you saw a ground chicken? It wasn't ground until it hit your Buick.
That's right.
Then it became ground.
But I'm very excited to have some chicken tacos, maybe a Corona Light with a lime in it tonight for a Cinco de Mayo. Very excited.
Well, today we are having, I've just looked at the official menu here, we're having two kinds of Polish sausage. Let's see, one is red, the other is like a kind of a gray. Is that usually you don't eat things that are gray. That means they've gone past their expiration date. And what else are we having?
Cheese pierogi.
A pierogi, cheese pierogi. And homemade applesauce. How does that sound?
Yummy.
Yummy, I like it too. All right, what do we got here? The politics. We're going to talk politics today. We haven't talked politics except on how it affected what's going on health-wise, but this is more political than not. See a couple of things that seem to me to be tip-offs. I'm talking about Andrew Cuomo to start with. Now, Andrew Cuomo does a daily briefing, and as you know, we carry it, all right? And up to a few days ago, so did Fox. Now, Fox, as best of my viewing, has dropped it. Fox is not doing that anymore. They're not carrying it. We are still carrying it, but Fox is not. I think Fox senses what other people sense is maybe this is a showcase to knock Joe Biden out of the presumptive nominee category, kick him to the curb, and Andrew Cuomo step up. Now, I'll say this about Cuomo. He was doing a flawless presentation, whereas this is the best I've ever seen Andrew Cuomo, because I don't like him, and a lot of you don't like him. There's enough people downstate that like him in the city that he gets elected without much of a problem, but he's not the most popular guy up here by a lot, okay? But during these briefings, he seemed to be very good. He's explaining things, giving little anecdotes about the family and his mother's meatballs and her sauce and all this. And it was a very good performance until one day he lost it and showed us the real Andrew Cuomo was hiding behind that mask. When he told somebody to get a job, instead of complaining about it, just get a job in the essential area and you won't be able to whine. It set David Bellavia off and a lot of others. Bellavia did a fabulous show that day following what he had said. So the bottom line is he was mesmerizing for a long time, still is good at it. However, the real Andrew Cuomo shows up. He's dictatorial. I don't think he's the nicest guy. I don't know that. I can't ask Kathy Hochul that. I don't think that's a fair question. But the bottom line is, I think, as other people started to speculate, you think he's making a move to try and dump Joe Biden, because Biden comes with more baggage than an incoming flight from Europe. Bottom line, he's got all of the questions about his son making all that money, Hunter Biden, with peddling influence, basically. Now he's got allegations of sexual harassment. There are even pictures on the internet of things that you say, boy, somebody must have made this picture up, because nobody poses like that. So you don't know which are the real ones and which aren't. But you know there's stuff going on around Joe Biden, and plus he's gaffe-prone. The other day he fell asleep. Was Hillary Clinton speaking at that time, Bernie? Do you remember? Yeah. She was speaking. Hillary Clinton was speaking. Here, the smartest woman in the universe was speaking, and he fell asleep. He fell asleep. So that's not good. That's not a good thing. It's because somebody must have told her, Mrs. Clinton, he fell asleep. I bet she was thrilled when she heard the news, too. You know what I'm talking about? So you've got Joe Biden not being a strong candidate already with all the gaffes, and Hunter Biden and the alleged sexual impropriety. So they might be ripe to have somebody come and kick him to the curb, and that somebody might be Andrew Cuomo. So I'm asking, is Andrew Cuomo trying to push out Joe Biden? Is this the beginning of the palace uprising? And with Fox not carrying it anymore, I think that sends some kind of a tip that maybe they're thinking the same way as this question. We'll take a break and return on News Radio 930 WBEN. By the way, before I get back on the horse here, yesterday we had a terrific response on Facebook and text and whatever on the question. But as soon as you put the word vaccine up on the screen, that does it. It blows the picture right off the screen. So it's amazing how much controversy that has. So we'll see where that goes. But good reaction yesterday. Today, the politics of it all. Andrew Cuomo, Andy, King Andy. You think he's trying to push out Joe Biden? Fox does not carry his briefing anymore. What does that tell you? Okay. You think that he is trying to get that position, nudge him out. And meanwhile, Joe Biden, happy, I'm Joe Biden, I'm happy and go lucky, and I sleep during Hillary Clinton's speech, which is about the only way you can do it. You know, you listen, you fall asleep, you wake up, you hope it's over, and only the janitor's left in the hall. So if Biden does prevail, which he probably will, I think it's a long shot for Cuomo, but who will his VP choice be? He's already said it'll be a woman, okay? And here's what I don't like about that. I don't like to eliminate groups because you know you're going toward the focus groups. What should we have? Well, we must have a woman. And then later, the woman must be black. And what else? You always set up some kind of parameters, which means if your skill set falls within these, we might consider you. But you could be spectacular, but it may not be a woman. Maybe a guy. Maybe a spectacular guy. So if anything ever happens to Joe, say he falls down and hits his head on the gavel or something like that, you would have a good backup. But he's already said it's a woman. I don't know which woman. They speculate about four or five women. I'd like you to tell me if you think he's going to pick a certain woman. Okay, we'd like to know that. And also, will there be investigations into the Biden kids, especially Hunter, and also the investigation into sexual impropriety? Will that go anywhere? Because now we're getting into the Washington games. He's telling this one group, please release any information about me to the press. And then they say, well, we can't do that. That's illegal. And he says, but it's my information. They say, but it's still illegal. You would think a guy who spent all of those years in Washington would know what's legal and illegal. And throw a bone out there knowing that they can't do it anyway. But it makes you look good because you suggested it. However, you know they can't do it, so you're off the hook. Now, maybe I'm overthinking this, but those are the basic questions. We got the politics of Andrew Cuomo. Is he actually going to take a shot at running for president by nudging out Joe Biden? Fox does not carry his briefings like they did at the beginning every day. And Joe Biden, who would his VP choice be in your mind? And will he be investigated for sexual impropriety and the kids' influence peddling, basically? All right, I go to my guys. My guys are on my panel every day. You're on the beach panel. Are you not, are you not happy?
I'm excited.
You are. I can tell. I can tell how excited you are. And how about you, Buzzy?
Always a pleasure to be here, Sandy. It's what wakes me up in the morning.
I love a good suck-up. You know what I mean? And that's you, Buzzy.
Thank you.
Okay, guys. We'll start with Tony. Andrew Cuomo, do you think that his dire secret plan is to nudge out Joe Biden, Tony?
I'm sure that he really would love to run for president, even vice president. I don't think it's a secret that the Democrats would like to find a way to get Joe Biden off the ticket. Rush alluded to yesterday in New York Times column or article that was throwing essentially an escape route to the Democrats to get Joe Biden off the ticket with the investigation. So, do I think that they will succeed? I'm not so sure.
Oh, you mentioned Russia's back. Yeah, I turned it on, and there he was. Now, I didn't hear much of him yesterday. He's been preempted for most of this last month. Is he still clinging to his initial proposal that the virus situation was overblown, that it's not as serious as people are making it out to be?
I don't recall him talking about the virus much yesterday. A lot of it was on Biden and in politics.
Okay. Now, do you think that maybe I'm just a detective, but Fox isn't carrying the briefings anymore by the governor? Do you think that tells us anything?
No, I think, it tells me that they don't see anything new in Cuomo's pressing. Maybe it's time that we don't need them every day. Maybe a couple of days a week would be fine. So I think that's the way they're looking at it.
You know what's funny is he's been going on at 11:30. So I have to be at my post until 12 just in case he ends early or there's a problem with the connection or anything like that. So I've been listening the first half hour. They are very much alike. A few numbers may change here and there, but it seems like it's like a Netflix thing. Sometimes they start in the middle. And it seems like it's the same opening every single day. So
it's just on repeat.
Yeah, you could use yesterday's if it was 11:30, and just have them play it back. It does not seem like there's any dynamic new news, but he's still having the conferences. All right, Tony, what about Biden? Who do you think his VP choice might be?
Well, I know one person that desperately wants it is Stacey Abrams. She's been jumping up and down, doing handstands, somersaults, pick me, but I don't think it's going that way. I read something this morning. A lot of people believe it's going to be Michelle Obama, but I still say it's going to be Hillary Clinton, with the agreement that if Biden were to win, he would step down not too long after swearing the oath of office, and then she would take over.
You really believe that?
Yeah, I have a bad feeling about this.
Wow, I mean that you're out there in a tinfoil type.
Well, that's so be it.
You think anybody who isn't having a health problem is going to step down? The only one I remember, of course, in my lifetime was Nixon. But you got the best job, not the best, but the most powerful job in the world. And you're going to step down?
Do you think Biden is up to a full term? I don't.
I don't think Biden's up to a nomination.
No.
Okay.
I don't trust the Democrats. I'm sorry. I believe that they would try and do anything.
Wow, that's really out there. Okay, well, we'll see. Because if that comes in, Tony, you're a rich man. Because all of the TV stations and stuff will want to... want to talk to you because that's really out there. But okay. Now, Buzzy, the politics of it. You think Andrew Cuomo is kind of finagling his way to become the candidate?
I don't know how much he will do because I don't think it wants to come back to him that he tried to nudge Joe Biden out. But I guarantee there are people within the party and have communications with Andrew Cuomo that'll be the first to jump on any opportunity. This is what Andrew Cuomo has always wanted, and there won't be a better opportunity for him to run for president than there is right now.
Okay, when we come back, we'll finish up with Buzzy, and then we'll start with you. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, and star 930.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And we are back with Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach. Thanks to yesterday's participation on behalf of you, the audience. Anybody that thinks that these things are not being hotly debated, yesterday alone we had over 40,000 hits on our two questions that we put up on our Facebook page. 40,000 hits on the question about vaccines. I know once you mentioned vaccine, it does accelerate the participation, but 40,000 hits is impressive. Okay, let's get back to Buzzy. You already answered what you think Fox's reasoning is as to why they're not carrying it anymore.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, like you and Tony said, I think the press briefings are pretty much the same thing. It starts off with the governor telling us what day it is, and then he gives us what we need, the factual information, and then it turns into story time. I'm not just being critical because it's Andrew Cuomo, but we don't need the breakdown of your day and then what you did 18 years ago. Like, we just want the numbers and then get back to our day.
And his mother's meatball recipe.
Right, exactly.
And sauce. You gotta make good sauce if you're an Italian mama. All right, what do you think about Biden as far as this is concerned? Will there be investigations on his son's influence peddling and investigations on the alleged sexual harassment?
Well, you know, it looks as if the president and his administration will push on his sons being investigated. It seems every time one story blows over, even with the media the way it is, there is another connection brought back up, something sketchy, the money his sons made while he was in Senate and in the White House. So, I mean, all things that I think if that was Donald Trump and it was discovered that his sons and daughter had made money like that when he was in the White House, oh my gosh, we'd have every investigator on it.
Oh, absolutely. No question about that. Wow, I just had a moment. I looked down at my pad. The one thing we have to transfer that's not electronic is who's on what line. Okay, so I know. And I just looked down. Now think about it like this. On line one is Don. On line two is Paul. And I look down. Oh, my God. Don Paul's on the line. Quick, run for the hills. So you scared me there a little bit. Let's go with Don on line one. You're on WBEN.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Sandy. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, Don. Give me your thoughts. What's going on in your mind today?
Well, you know, I get the idea. I mean, it is a serious thing. You know, people are dying from it. But the thing is, I don't get this essential and non-essential. Every business in this country, in the state, in our city is essential. Everybody that has a business, everybody that trying to make a living for their family, everybody that has a small business is essential. I think it's a slap in the face to the residents of New York State and Buffalo. Every business is essential. You know, Paul Carzino here, he's making his $150,000 a year, and Bernstein, they're making their $100,000 a year, and the mayor, you know, they don't really care. They're making all their money. They're going to be fine. But it's the little guy that's getting hurt. People in this world die every day. Hundreds of people die every day. And if you just keep with the rules, with the social distancing, wearing your mask when you go out, I mean, I just think every business is essential. This non-essential and essential is horrible.
Well, you know, for years I said this, when we'd hear somebody didn't want to take a job because it was only flipping burgers, somebody just out of high school, waiting to go to college, something like that. My attitude was that every job is like a piece of the puzzle. The puzzle is our whole life. So that if any one piece of that puzzle is missing, we're going to recognize that. And that goes along with what you just said. In other words, all of these things are here for a reason. We use them, we like them, they enhance our lives. Because if they didn't do those things, they wouldn't be in business. So I agree with you. The term essential is a joke because I think everybody's essential. And your call was essential. And I'm glad you called, Don. Thank you very much. Okay, the next call would be line two, and that's Paul. Paul, you're on WBEN.
Hey, thanks much, Sandy. I appreciate you taking my...
No problem, Paul. What do you got?
Yeah, you know my background, former National Security Agency. It's about time you guys listen to opposition out here for the first part.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, lay it on us.
I listened to his briefing yesterday. First thing I want to notice is that he slithered into Rochester, New York with Wegman minutes before they announced his arrival, so no opposition could ever show up and let him know our anger out here at him. That's the first thing I noticed. The second thing I noticed is he seems to perpetuate this lie or misinformation that this virus emanated from Europe. And when it did not, he stated that this did not come from China, it came from Europe. And he couldn't be more wrong. The man's knowledge of China, you could probably put in a thimble. I used to copy the communications, do analytical briefings on this, on China. Look, this came from Wuhan. It came from the P3 lab in Wuhan, China. As a matter of fact, I'll get into it more with David Bellavia in a later time. You're going to be amazed. And by the way, the term social distancing, I brought it up on Tom Barley's program, came from a 2011 movie called Contagion.
Oh, okay. I've heard of that movie. I haven't seen it, but I've heard of it.
Right. It starred Lawrence Fishburne. And Lawrence Fishburne is the first one to state social distancing in 2011, 9 years ago. You can go back farther to 1995 to another movie called Outbreak. And they got that movie from a 1992 New Yorker magazine article about Ebola and monkeys dying.
Well, Lawrence, his last name is Fishburne, just so you know.
Yeah, Fishburne. Lawrence Fishburne.
Okay. You said bone. I think you were thinking of Friday's lunch.
Right. Anyway, the New Yorker magazine writer approached these movie makers, one of them being a doctor in the emergency room, was the producer of this movie called Outbreak. And he says, we can't produce this movie. The monkeys all died, and people didn't get this from the monkeys. It's Ebola. So he said, okay, they made it all up, the movie Outbreak. Okay.
All right, what would they have by making this up, though? People are dying and by fairly large numbers, certainly not the most ever, but certainly important.
Well, the thing of it is, why my contention is this was planned from Wuhan, China. What was going on in China, first of all, you got to ask yourself, prior to this outbreak.
The uprisings, the people that wanted freedom from mainland China.
Yeah. Violent protests were going on at that time, and China was investing money all over the globe. This was not good PR for China. They had to do something to get it off the front page, right?
Yes, terrible PR for China, right.
And when this virus came out, it did exactly that. It blew those protests off the front page. Let me tell you something. The protests never stopped. May 1st, focus on China. The protests, violent protests, are now north of Beijing. They continue on to this day. The press is being locked out of this.
Yeah, the press is focused on, at least the national press, our press, is being focused on dumping our president. That's all. The world could be ending, and it would not be the lead story. Well, thanks. You give us something to think about, Paul. Thank you for your call. All right, let's take a break and return on News Radio 930 WBEN. Okay, we're asking Andrew Cuomo, is he angling to push out Joe Biden for the nomination? I think it would be a remarkable story if he did it, and I think a lot of Democrats would be happy, although all of the usual suspects have come out in the past couple of weeks to endorse Biden. I think they think that they're stuck with him, so he might as well try and get him the job. Also, I'm asking if there's anything to the fact that Fox is not carrying the governor's press conferences anymore. Biden's backup for VP. Okay, who do you think it'll be? He's already said it's a woman, which would eliminate Hillary. the comedy never stops. Virus or not, what do you think? No, tell me who you think it'll be. A lot of people think it'll be Michelle Obama. We'll get her out of the house. And investigations? I don't need no stinking investigations about Hunter Biden and also by sexual abuse allegations. Okay? Give me your thoughts on all of that. Mr. Buzzy, you have some Facebook. Share a couple with us.
I do. First question, will Andrew Cuomo push out Joe Biden's spot and run for the Democratic nominee? And Penny says, no, they want Joe to win so they can deem him incompetent and put in his running mate. Penny, though, says that Michelle or Hillary will be that running mate.
Well, those would probably be the two best known. There are others who aren't as well known. I don't know if they'd be the two best. Let me tell you something. If I became president and my vice president was Hillary Clinton, the first appointment I would make is as a food taster. Make sure that your food is eaten by somebody else before you eat it, because she has a notorious allegation, a long list of bad things that happen.
Yeah, people who know the Clintons tend to commit suicide a lot. You know, one thing that we need to remember as well is that whoever is going to be the VP pick, it's going to be a pandering move. The Democrats are the kings of pandering.
Yeah, and this is the deal. I don't like the fact he said it'll be a woman. I would prefer he said it'll be the best person I can think of that would replace me if I couldn't finish my term in office, not just because you're a woman. I hate that. I really do hate that. I don't like it at all because it diminishes the choice, for one thing. Half the reason you got the nomination is because you're a woman? That should have nothing to do with it. If you're the best qualified and you happen to be a woman, that's great. Or if you happen to be a guy, that's great too. But here they're always telling us, you know, they're pointing their finger, inclusion, 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 it must be inclusion. Well, that's fine. As far as I know, men are still part of an inclusionary process as well. But no, so we want to know who you think will be the female, and will there be investigations? Another one, Buzz.
Yeah, Sandy, real quick, just to give my answer, I think Amy Klobuchar will actually be Biden's running mate.
Okay, yeah, I think, and she's mentioned prominently, along with Abrams. Those are the main ones, and Hillary and Michelle. Truman is in there too. I mean, they're throwing in any name you might want to recognize.
According to USA Today, though, Democrats would rather see Elizabeth Warren, who I just find is not likable.
Oh, God, Elizabeth Warren. That's like making me take castor oil with my breakfast. I mean, the thought of her on the campaign trail And then, luckily, as VP, you don't get to talk too much unless they're at a press briefing. But Elizabeth Warren, I mean, why do they think that would be a good choice? Just because people who like Bernie might like to vote for her because she's close to Bernie in their political affiliations? I don't get that at all.
No, me either. Like I said, I think she's more unlikable than Hillary.
Oh, I think she's as unlikable. She does look a little bit better in a pantsuit, however. Not a lot, but a little. All right, we're going to hear from Rush and then the news, and we'll be back on News Radio 930 WBEN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
A gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.